This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu today said that India is committed to being a nation where human rights are not only protected but also celebrated. Addressing Human Rights Day 2025 and the National Conference on Ensuring Everyday Essentials in New Delhi, the president emphasized that dignity is non-negotiable and that no one should be deprived of their rights. The president added that India played an important role in shaping the global framework of human rights. Human Rights Day, being celebrated since 1950, commemorates the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by the United Nations General Assembly in 1948. The government today said that it has expanded the postal network in the country with 10,170 post offices in the last 11 years. Replying to supplementaries in Lok Sabha during question hour, Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya said India Post system is the largest postal system in the world and there are 1,64,000 post offices across the country. He said around 2.78 lakh Gramin Dak Sevak are working day and night to deliver services. The government has said that the work of 160 railway stations has been completed under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in Lok Sabha today, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said more than 1,300 stations have been identified for development under the scheme. Deepavali, one of India's foremost cultural and spiritual festivals, has been included in the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization's representative list of intangible cultural heritage of humanity today. Announcing this, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat highlighted that this recognition is not merely an honor but a responsibility to ensure that Deepavali remains as a living heritage. Meanwhile, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed the decision. U.S.-based tech giant Amazon has announced to invest $35 billion in India by 2030. Senior VP Emerging Markets of Amazon, Amit Agarwal, announced this today at the 6th edition of Amazon Sambhav Summit in New Delhi. He added that the investment aligns with Amazon's growth with the vision of Viksit Bharat. He also highlighted that it will generate an additional 1 million direct, indirect and seasonal jobs. Earlier, another tech giant Microsoft announced its pledge to invest more than $17 billion to build the infrastructure, skills and sovereign capabilities for India's AI-first future. Pravasi Rajasthani Divas is being celebrated in Jaipur today with participation from non-resident Rajasthanis from across India and abroad. The event aims to connect NRI Rajasthanis with their cultural roots and ensure their contribution to the state development. Union Health Ministry, in partnership with the World Health Organization, today rolled out a month-long Delhi Metro campaign on women's and girls' health and well-being in New Delhi. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that the campaign aims to reach millions of commuters with messages displayed on metro trains and select stations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today recalled the valor of all those who were a part of the Assam movement on the occasion of Swahid Divas. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the movement will always have a prime place in the nation's history. Mr. Modi also reiterated India's commitment to fulfilling the dreams of those who participated in the Assam movement. The 26th edition of Nagaland's famed Hornbill Festival, the Festival of Festivals, draws to a grand close this evening at Unity Plaza, Naga Heritage Village in Kisama in Nagaland. This year's closing ceremony will be graced by special guests including Arunachal Pradesh Education Minister Pasang Dorji Sona, the High Commissioner of the Republic of Malta to India Reban Gokhi and Ireland's Deputy Ambassador to India Raymond Mullen. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.